A scene from an upcoming movie called Diary of a Tired Black Man is generating quite a buzz in the African-American community. An excerpt has been emailed all over the country, featured on blogs and nationally syndicated black-oriented radio shows. It sparked a debate over the many issues it raises, from interracial dating to whether black women are simply too angry to be dateable. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The clip is 3.5 minutes long, but it's still enough to leave many viewers waving their hands in the air, either in agreement or frustration. It begins with an attractive black woman sitting with three friends, watching her ex-husband pull up in the driveway with a white woman at his side.
Okay. Tell me that ain't James rolling up with a white girl.
Oh, hell no.
I know you're not going to let him disrespect you like that.
The women castigate the fictional James as a weak punk who was chosen to date outside the race rather than handle what they call a strong black woman.
What are you trying to say, Tanya?
She's saying you're a weak ass.
A weak ass.
Hate black men like you.
He blames the women for their inability to find, much less keep, a decent black man at their side because of their penchant for drama.
I am not a weak black man. I am a tired black man. Tired of dealing with angry black women like you.
First-time filmmaker Tim Alexander, who enjoys being provocative, says there's a disease out there he calls the angry black woman syndrome. He says it must be identified, diagnosed, and treated.
Think about a child molester. They were almost invariably molested children. They didn't like it at the time, but they grew up to be exactly the same thing.
Alexander believes African-American women who grew up in fatherless homes, hearing their aunts and grandmothers saying black men are no good, and hearing that opinion reinforced in the media, are now angry adult women.
They grow up, deal with all the wrong men. Finally, as they're going through life, they meet the right guy, and they don't know when to turn it off. They are so used to fighting, it's become the only way they know how to relate to a man in a relationship. So when a man is a good man, they think he's a punk.
Alexander's movie scene revives a sometimes rancorous debate that has been going on in the African-American community for decades. Why can't black men and women deal with each other in a positive way? And what does that mean for the future of the black family? It's a burning question for many, including the callers that flooded the phone lines during Alexander's recent appearances on nationally syndicated black radio shows, like Reverend Al Sharpton's Keeping It Real.
If you see women that are angry and mad and always in an uproar when it comes to her black man or her man, period, it generally starts from the man.
When we walk, come home, we don't need that loudmouth, self-sufficient, independent, macho woman disagreeing with everything we're saying, not trying to understand our feelings and et cetera. We need kind women.
People felt the same way at Jaha Studio in Silver Spring, Maryland. It's a black-owned hair salon. Both male and female customers said the movie clip touches on many facets of the complex relations between African-American men and women. Washington, D.C. native Adrian James says women are partly at fault.
We do have a tendency to behave badly and to go off on tangents and to have a serious issue with trust and trusting our men.
Carl Clark brought his 8-year-old daughter to get her hair done. Like many African Americans, he believes there has been a deliberate campaign to drive a wedge between black men and women to keep them from creating strong, upwardly mobile families who would be a positive force in the community.
If you're going to create an environment where the women, our women, are more apt to be employed and better paid, and you close down the industries that predominantly have been the form of employment for black men, blue collar, manufacturing, and then of course it's inevitable.
African Americans have been bombarded in recent months with negative messages about the outlook for black couples. The Washington Post fronted a weekend outlook section with the headline Marriages for White People, and there are lots of books with titles like Black and Single. The Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies in Washington says the percentage of never married black women has more than doubled between 1950 and 2004.
If you internalize that, well, you know, it's a numbers game, and there are not a lot of brothers out there. And, you know, you're going to enter into those relationships where you're doing everything or taking anything just to have someone.
LaDawn Black is a Baltimore-based author and radio host whose show deals with black male and female relationships. She says things aren't as bad out there as one might think.
Don't believe it. Because when you look around, you have friends who have successful relationships.
UCLA professor and sex therapist Gail Wyatt agrees. She says African-American men and women have to stop allowing outdated concepts and media-driven angst to divide them.
Our strength is in our ability to stand together. I don't care if a black man marries a black woman or not. I care if we support each other and don't buy into myths that make us look like and live like stereotypes.
There's no quick fix for the issues between African-American men and women, says Professor Wyatt, but she believes they can be solved. Filmmaker Tim Alexander says he hopes his movie sparks a discussion that can bring some change and healing to the black community. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
You can see the clip that's stirring the debate and hear more from filmmaker Tim Alexander at npr.org.